Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Pei Gimel, Menachos 83b, pagination is 166. We'll start at the second half of the page, the start of the new perek. Says the Mishnah, Kol Korbanos HaTzibur VaHayochid, all Korbanos of the public and of the private, Boim Min HaOretz UMechutza LaOretz, can come from produce inside of Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about the grain that's going to produce the mincha, the flour offering. Min ha-chadosh o min ha-yashan. And likewise, they can all come from new grain or from old grain. Chutz, except for, and that's going to be a big focus over here, min ha-omer u-shtei ha-lechem, the Omer of Pesach and the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of Shavuos, She'enon bo'in ela min ha-chadosh u-min ha-oretz, they cannot be brought except from new and from the land of Israel. So that's the statement. Omer and Shtei HaLechem have to be from the new grain. If you had something in storage, it would seem, reading this Mishnah, chutz, she'enon boin, everything else could be brought from old, but these have to be brought from the chadosh. Indeed, Tosfos, three lines up from the bottom of Tosfos, says, de'enon boin, when it says, they cannot be brought, lav l'chatchila mashma, it's not just a lechatchila, a proper way to do it. It's einan boin. It doesn't work. And that's the position of our Mishnah as we understand it right now, that the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem have to be from new grain. The Mishnah continues. V'chulon einan boin ela min ha-muvchar. And all of these offerings come only from the best. Ve'ezel muvcha shalohem. How do you get the best? Ideally. Machnis, that's one place. Ve'zatcha, another place. Ilfa lesoles, they are the best for flour. Ilfa from the word aleph. You have an esrogim, there's a grade aleph. In English, grade A. You could even probably have Aleph Aleph or Aleph Plus, but essentially that's the expression. Shenia lahen, if you want the second best, Aforayim Babika, that's from this place, Aforayim. By the way, how do you know to pronounce it Aforayim with a patach under the resh and not Aforiyim or something like that with a chirik? So when you have two yuds, you're generally getting the ah sound. If you were to spell the Yiddish name Razel, Razel with a tzere, you would do it with one yud. If you were doing Rizel, which is a even more Yiddish pronunciation, Rizel would be with a patach. Likewise, the name Rhine, if it's pronounced in its Hebrew form, would be Rain, and therefore it has two yuds. So Aforayim, with a patach. The Mishnah concludes, Kolo aratzas hayu kasheros, really all lands are okay to bring the grain to process and get the flour for the mincha, alemikan hayu mevi'in, but they preferred these places because it was better. The Gemara presents what the Gemara maintains is a contradiction to our Mishnah and is actually going to help us understand what the Mishnah might have been saying. Masnisin deloki haitano. Our Mishnah is different than the following statement from the Tanoim. Detanya, as we learned in a Braisa, and this is common. We have a Braisa, which is additional source material besides what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi codified in the Mishnah. We learned in a Braisa, Omer haba min ha-yashan, an Omer That's the one on Pesach, which is brought from the old, kosher. It's kosher. Shtei halechem abos min hayashon, ksheros. If you bring the two loaves of Shavuos from old, it's kosher. Ela shechiser mitzvah, but you missed out on a mitzvah. So what emerges is that there are actually four levels to paskin hashayla. There's mitzvah, there's the correct way to do the mitzvah. Then there's lechatchila, the proper way to do the mitzvah. There's bidyeved, there's after the fact or when you're really stuck. And then there's pasul, that it would be invalid. So there's a little nuance there that we have to pay attention to between mitzvah and lechatchila. According to the Braisa, yoshen, old tevua, is still going to be kosher. It's going to be lechatchila, ela shechiser mitzvah, but it's not ideal. Now, another way to learn this braisa, which would make the contradiction with the Mishnah even more stark, the Mishnah says she'ein bun, it doesn't work, would be to say kesheros means bidieved. And that would be the contradiction. But this is what we're working with to try to understand exactly what the contradiction from this braisa is to the Mishnah. The Rambam in first the basic, it's Isurei Mizbeach Vav Tesvav, tells us that generally things can come from the Chadash or the Yashan, as long as they're the best you can get. Chutz min haomer shtei alechem she'enin bon ela min hachadosh am Eretz Yisrael, except for the omer and the shtei alechem that have to come from the Chadash. Then, in Temidin Musafim, Ches Beis, the Rambam writes, Shtei alechem einam bon ela min haaretz u min hachadosh, it has to come from the new. Lo matzu chadosh, but if you don't find new, yaviu minu aliyah, you should bring even from the attic, from the storage. The question here is, the Rambam is allowing Bidi Eved the storage grain, even for Shtei HaLechem, for the two loaves that we said had a special rule, had to be new. And the question therefore is, who's the Rambam paskening like? If he's allowing it bidyeved, is he paskening like the Braisa? That's a little odd. Why would he pasken like a Braisa as opposed to the Mishnah? Once the Mishnah was codified, we would certainly prefer the Mishnah. Sometimes we find paskening against the Mishnah, but usually it's justified because there was a different Mishnah. But to straightaway pasken like a Mishnah instead of a Braisa is odd. The Kesef Mishnah asks this question. And he explains, as I intimated, as we were doing the Gemara, there are actually two ways to understand what the contradiction between the opinion and the Braisa that the Gemara brings and the opinion of the Mishnah really is. What is that contradiction? The way Tosfos presented, the contradiction is that the Mishnah did not allow old, even bidyeved. And the Braisa is allowing it bidyeved, ela shechisa mitzvah, but it wasn't ideal. But if we understand that there are actually four levels, there's a difference between lechatchila and mitzvah, the ideal, correct way to do the mitzvah, then there actually would be a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa, even if the Mishnah holds that bidyeved, it's going to be kosher to use old storage grain. And the contradiction is going to be that our Mishnah only allows it bidyeved, and the Braisa is allowing it lechatchila, ela shechisar mitzvah, but it wasn't in the perfect, ideal way to do the mitzvah. Again, If we paskin like the Mishnah, if we assume that's fact, then the approach that we started with holds that even b'di'eved you can't use old grain. But according to the Rambam, who clearly states you could use old grain if that's all that's available, the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Mishnah was only prohibiting it l'chatchila. She'enan ba'in, it can't be brought, means l'chatchila. And as far as b'di'eved, our Mishnah holds it could be done. If you'll ask me, so then what's the contradiction with the Braisa brought by the Gemara? I will explain. They both allow things b'di'eved. The difference is going to be that the Braisa in the Gemara allowed it even l'chatchila ela shechisa mitzvah, but it wasn't so perfect. And our Mishnah is prohibiting it l'chatchila and only allowing it b'di'eved. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.